You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
It's the Social Soundbite, helping you stay on brand with the latest social media news, trends, and tips. Here's Nick Westergaard and Jay Capron.
I'm Jay Capron. That's Nick Westergaard. It is the Social Soundbite. What's happening, Nick?
Oh, all kinds of things in the world of Twitter, Jay.
Oh, boy. Is there more news from Periscope?
Well, I'm actually periscoping this as we speak.
Nice.
But, some updates on Twitter Prime, Twitter itself. That is the retweet function, which has been often kind of clumsy for users to take advantage of, that being the ability to reshare someone else's content on mm-hmm. Twitter. And, usually if you've wanted to add some commentary of your own, you've had to kind of manually cut and paste things.
Yeah, that is a pain, actually.
It is. Where you compare that to Facebook, which I'm looking at across your screen right now, mm-hmm. it's easy to, with that share button, you can share someone else's post, and then it gives you a nice big window to add your own commentary. Well, Twitter is revamping that retweet feature and making it a little bit more like that, so you can more readily add not only your comments, but it shows a bit more of the conversation. Now, some critics are saying that that makes it a little bit Facebook-like on Twitter. Others are saying it makes it more user-friendly, but I think it's yet another pivot as Twitter tries to, gain more users, continue their growth as they're now a publicly traded company.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing, speaking of the public traded nature of things, if you're struggling, you would want to stave off any sort of a takeover, which Twitter has hired Goldman Sachs to assist them with. And now it was released yesterday that they have as many as two suitors vying for a potential takeover of Twitter, one of which would be Google. So here a few weeks after Google talking about potentially breaking up Google+, you have Twitter stock prices sneaking up as a result of this potential news that a company like Google could buy Twitter.
You know, the finance part of social media is certainly interesting to follow. And I know, like, when Facebook went public and when you have these companies and not knowing how they're going to monetize their popularity, I think is one of the big questions. You saw, what was it, Meerkat before Periscope. Meerkat was invested heavily by all these people, and then all of a sudden Periscope comes out, and now people are thinking, maybe I shouldn't have put money into that Meerkat.
Well, I know, and it's like, at the end of the day, if these things are doing the same thing, you have to wonder if there's a market for both of them.
Right, right, and that's one of the big questions in which way to go, right?
Someone just sent me on Periscope the phrase, Meerkat is so March 2015. So I think that
perfect.
That says it in a nutshell.
It really does, because it was the biggest thing. You mentioned South by Southwest. Everyone's meerkatting, and then all
we're over that now.
We're past that.
Way past.
Unbelievable. All right. Well, as we get ready to wrap up, do you have any of your upcoming forums coming up?
Well, speaking of those poor Badger fans, we're going to give Wisconsin some love next week, a week from tomorrow, April 16th, at our Digital Strategy Boot Camp. In Madison.
Oh, cool. All right. So you're heading out to Madison then.
Absolutely. Lock up your cheese and beer.
I'm pretty sure they're still happy with the season, though,
Absolutely.
Good season. Good run there for Bo Ryan and crew. But, Nick, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for getting us up to date on what's happening in social media.
Thank you, sir.
Nick Westergaard with Brand Driven Digital. Follow him at Nick Westergaard. Follow me at Jay Capron on Twitter. And you could check out the Periscope there. Get that Periscope app, and you could watch this show. Maybe that'll become a regular thing here on the Social Soundbite. Back with more after this.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.